This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The owner of a Bangladesh factory where 52 people died in a fire was arrested for murder Saturday, along with seven others. As it emerges, children as young as 11 had been working there. Police say the owner and four of his sons were among eight people detained over the inferno, which broke out Thursday and raged for more than a day. A separate inquiry has been launched into the use of child labor at the food factory. The local police chief says the entrance had been padlocked at the time of the blaze and the factory breached multiple safety regulations. All eight people detained face murder charges. Before his arrest, the owner told the Daily Star newspaper the fire, quote, may have been a result of workers' carelessness, suggesting a discarded cigarette could have sparked the carnage. Nigerian police said Saturday armed cattle thieves have killed at least 35 people in five villages in northwestern Nigeria earlier this week, the latest violence in the region. Local residents, however, said up to 43 villagers were killed in the attack late Thursday. A police official says motorcycle-riding gunmen launched coordinated attacks on remote villages, shooting residents and burning homes. He says the attackers left before security teams arrived because the area is hard to reach due to bad roads. Northwest and central Nigeria have been regularly terrorized by gangs of cattle thieves and kidnappers who raid villages, killing and seizing residents, as well as stealing livestock after looting and burning homes. The gangs are largely motivated by financial gains, but some of them have appeared in videos pledging allegiance to jihadists were waging a 12-year-old insurgency to establish an Islamic state. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A hospital in Mogadishu says a large explosion in Somalia's capital Saturday killed at least nine people and injured eight others. A doctor says the toll is expected to be higher because additional victims were taken to other medical facilities in the city. The Al-Shabaab extremist group is claiming responsibility. A Somali police spokesman says Mogadishu's police commissioner was the target of the attack, but he is safe. A suicide car bomber with heavy explosives hit the vehicle of the commissioner, according to police. It was the second such explosion in the city this month. A blast targeting a tea shop killed at least 10 people last week. The Vatican said Saturday Pope Francis is continuing a normal recovery after colon surgery, adding his blood tests were satisfactory. The 84-year-old is in hospital after undergoing a three-hour operation on Sunday. It's the first time Francis has been hospitalized since he became Pope in 2013. The Vatican announced earlier the pontiff will deliver his traditional Sunday noon prayer and message from the 10th floor of the Rome Hospital, where a suite is reserved for popes. Work is underway in the U.S. Saturday to take down a controversial Civil War monument that helped spark a violent white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, nearly 4 years ago. The removal of the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee follows years of contention, community anguish, and litigation. Saturday's removal of a statue of General Robert E. Lee and another of General Thomas Stonewall Jackson will come nearly 4 years after violence erupted at the infamous Unite the Right rally. Heather Heyer, a peaceful counter-protester, died in the violence, which sparked national debate over racial equity, further inflamed by former President Donald Trump's insistence that there was, quote, blame on both sides. U.S. President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a Friday phone call that he must, quote, take action against cyber criminals acting in his country, and that the U.S. reserves the right to, quote, defend its people and critical infrastructure from future attacks, according to the White House. The warning to Putin was a largely repeat of the tough rhetoric Biden had used during their meeting in Geneva last month, when he warned that there would be consequences for continuing cyber attacks emanating from Russia. Since then, a new ransomware attack linked to the Russia-based R Evil hacking group has caused widespread disruption, placing Biden under growing pressure to this time marry the warning with actions, though none were immediately announced. Follow VOA on the Voice of America mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.